Hello and a very good morning. It's Monday, October 18th. I'm Sukanya and you're listening to Market Ahead, our pre-market podcast from Business Standard. Well, it has been a stupendous rally for the Indian equity markets thus far in 2021. The BSE Sensex hit the 61,000 level for the first time on Friday, while the Nifty 50 breached the 18,000 mark last week. The surge has made analysts a bit cautious now. Jitendra Gohil, head of India Equity Research at Credit Suisse Wealth Management, advises that investors remain selective and buy stocks of fundamentally sound companies rather than chase momentum. Ambarish Baliga, an independent market analyst, also shares a similar view. Listen in.
Markets have been on a dream run, have now crossed Nifty 18,000, Sensex 60,000. No doubt the economy has picked up, COVID fears have subsided, but the markets too have rallied much faster. Valuation-wise, we have umpteen number of large-cap stocks at high double-digit valuation. Couple of them are even in three digits, which is beyond the past euphoric rallies. The rally is primarily driven by retail investors, most of them first-time investors who have never really experienced a deep correction. And there's a vast difference between witnessing a correction from outside and experiencing a correction while being invested. The general feeling is that this liquidity will continue as long as the markets are showing positive returns, thus actually forming a virtuous cycle. This has also resulted in the Indian markets outperforming the rest of the markets, and we could see ourselves as the fifth largest in the world by market cap. However, finally, the markets always follow the cycle of greed and fear, and the investors today are carelessly greedy. So it's only a matter of time before the music stops.
In the short term, however, market will be guided by a slew of domestic and global cues. While commodity prices, especially oil and coal, will be key monitorables, corporate earnings back home are likely to dictate the broader market trend in the absence of any major economic data announcements this week. As per the daily charts, the Nifty is likely to trade with a bullish bias as long as it sustains above 18,230. The weekly F&O data indicates a range of 18,050 to 18,700 for the Nifty. As regards the BSE Sensex, charts indicate a broad trading range of 60,350 to 62,250 for the week. Well, that's all for now. For all market updates, keep following our Market Live blog on businessstandard.com.